This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site, did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening, of course, to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass, and Macca. And Macca, can you introduce our next guest, please?
Look, I'd love to. Ro Allen is the Commissioner for LGBTQI plus communities.
Our very own Commissioner, Macca.
Our very own Commissioner. And hasn't just done the hard yards, you've also gone metric, Ro. You've done the metres too. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Very well, thank
good.
You.
I'm a bit cranky. I'm a bit cranky after.
I have been listening for a little while. You're certainly wound up. I'm a politician.
Now, look, I know, Ro, and I'm not going to ask you to make a political comment, but I'm going to make one here. The Shadow Minister for Equality, you can't have a bob each way, David, right? You either support equality or you don't. You made a commitment on this station in August. Your leader made a commitment earlier in the year, right? You've seen the legislation. Don't try and shove off, oh, we'll make a decision later in the week, right? You know what's in the bill. You know whether you want to support it or not, right? Unfortunately, he didn't say that, right? Don't play politics with
our... He didn't commit himself. No.
Don't play politics with our lives. Don't say you believe in science and then go with all this voodoo shit, right?
Now, Ro...
There you go.
I wanted to ask you to explain to our listeners this morning why this legislation is so important and why do we need legislation in particular?
Well, we certainly need to make sure we can protect not just young people within the LGBTI community, but all ages and all nationalities. This is an election commitment that the Premier made. People may remember at the last Pride March, back when we were all able to get together. And we've worked for, you know, well over a year now in putting something together with survivors, with faith groups and theologians and stakeholders to get, I think, what is a really good balance that will keep us safe. And we know that these practices are so dangerous to our mental health.
But why do we need legislation?
Well, we know that the Health Services Commissioner did a review and the research of Equality Australia and the Tribune that these practices are still happening. So whatever we're doing at the moment is not working because, you know, my experience of conversion practice was over 20 years ago. But when I talk to survivors, it's still happening, exactly the same thing. Exorcisms and prayer groups and programs and informal, you know, but directed at individuals. And it's still happening and obviously we need some legislation. I don't always think, you know, people have heard me say before, I think legislation is, you know, 10% and education is 90%. But clearly we need that stick as well as the carrot in this case.
You've got to have the framework, don't you, Ro? I mean, you know, if you assume that everyone is going to obey the speed limits but there's, you know, there's no penalty or requirement around obeying them, then people won't. So if you don't legislate a structure around what is acceptable in these practices, then they'll get carried out and they actually, you know, it gets to a point where it becomes the norm rather than not. So can you tell us about some of, you know, obviously I know without naming people, but some of the instances that, you know, that you've been aware of the damage that these practices have done to people?
Well, I think the safest thing, as you said, without naming others, is to talk about my own experience. I mean, for me as a late teen going to a Evangelical Harvest Christian Centre, Assembly of God Church, you know. I went thinking I needed to be healed, you know, and so this bill actually says whether somebody asks for the practice or not, but, you know, it's still going to be going to be illegal. But, you know, that was terribly damaging. And when that didn't work and the, you know, the demon of homosexuality wasn't actually a real thing and I, you know, figured that out, I became suicidal. I was one of the lucky ones, you know. And if you told my 15-year-old self that, you know, when I'm 48, I'm going to grow up and be the commissioner for LGBTIQ plus in Victoria, I would have said, you know, you're mad. I was one of the lucky ones that had a minister of Uniting Church, Reverend Dorothy McRae McMahon, come and show me that it wasn't a choice between my sexuality and my spirituality. But there are so many in our community that have not been that fortunate, that have taken their lives, or have had ongoing severe mental health issues and other related issues with this practice as well. And, you know, when people get excluded from their church or their faith group, that can be their whole life. It's not just their family, but their community, potentially their employment. And we hear that over and over again. And this is, it's tough because, you know, these people are thinking they're doing great things for us, you know, but we have to show them the evidence. As you said, we need to show them the science. This doesn't work. And in fact, not only does it not work, it actually does more harm to our community. That's why this bill has a civil scheme and a criminal scheme. So the civil scheme will be managed by the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. So it's a chance to just, as I like to say, dump and run. You can just put a complaint, you know, never have to see the church or organisation again. Or you can go, you know, further into it, into a facilitation process, you know, and the Equal Opportunity Commission will have their own powers to investigate systemic issues around conversion practice and do education. So, you know, we get the legislation hopefully through, but the education process is going to be ongoing for all of us because it's not going to stop overnight.
So the legislation is important. I can see that. But I'm still interested in why we need the legislation. Is that the only tool that we can have to stop this practice?
Oh, I don't think so. Not at all. In fact, it's part of the toolkit. We actually need to go and work with faith groups and people that are open to hearing. You know, there's some people that are really difficult to crack, but a lot of people are open to hearing the evidence, the dangers, listening to people's stories of survivors. You know, I think that's the key. I think the education, because nobody goes the other way. You know, conservative theologians come to the realization. We don't see people going the other way up the continuum that all of a sudden start this practice.
You may not be able to answer this, but are you getting a sense that there is a lot of opposition to this bill in the Victorian Parliament?
You're right with your first part of your question. I can't really answer that. But I do know that, just like your advertisement said with Ange Barry there that I heard just before the news, there is a lot of mobilisation around church groups in this bill. And, you know, I think they've lost the argument in the broader community, and they really are targeting MPs at this point. And it's just, you know, I think, to be honest, I think, you know, LGBTIQ folk in Victoria, success is our own problem here. Everybody just thinks this bill is done. In fact, my sister, hopefully she's not listening, my sister who is married to a woman who lives in Victoria, actually in the attorney's electorate, she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm working on this bill." She said, "Oh, goodness, well, I thought they were already illegal."
Yes.
And that's my sister. Yes. Who's part of our community. So you think, wow, you know, we're kind of asleep at the wheel here, gang. Yeah. You know, and when Queensland gets a bill before us, you've got to be worried about that.
Yes, you do.
Look, when I spoke... when we spoke with David Davison, he said a number of things, but one of the things that really hit me was he encouraged folk to contact their MPs.
Mm.
He said, "We want to know what you think and what you want." And
there's a message. There's a clear message about what's in his inbox, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, so again, you need to. People need to.
And we would need to encourage everybody out there who's listening this morning to basically, you know, get online and shoot a email to your local MP and perhaps to neighbouring MPs and perhaps MPs who are on the opposite side of government and let them know what you want. Let them know that this is important to you, this is important to our community, and that this sets a very important benchmark about the way in which our community is valued as equal members in our society. Ro, we're out of time, but we always love hearing from you. Are we going to be able to grab a word with you on Christmas Day? Is that going to be a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Fantastic.
Fabulous, fabulous. I won't be around on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's right. He's making appointments, Ro, and he's not even going to be bloody here.
I'm doing your work for you, Macca. I'm doing your work. Ro, can I just, on behalf of our show, but also our community, publicly thank you for the work that you do, for your leadership, for your hard and diligent yakka, and wish you the very best for the season and, of course, the new year.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Care. Thank you.
Thanks, Ro.
Bye.
That was Ro Allen, Commissioner for LGBTQI plus communities. And, look, it's always good to speak to Ro. Couple of messages. A very eloquent and articulate response by Ro Allen. That's how you should handle it, Macca. Yeah. Good.
I think, I mean, you were very direct, Macca.
Horses for courses.
You were very direct, but you were appropriate.
Yeah. Look, you know, I don't step back from what I said, but what do we all need to do? Everyone, please, this is not optional, right? If you care about equality and you don't want conversion practices to be carried out against people, even if they're allegedly willing, now is the time. You need to speak up. You need to contact your MP.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.